You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, not live, but via Zoom from Lincoln, Nebraska, we have the Area Director, Owner and Operator of Faya Candle Company, Sarah Spitzen. Sarah, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. And how's that little one doing?
He is just a giant happy baby. So I couldn't be more excited about him.
That's good. Sarah and I have enjoyed, they're only what, a month apart, if that?
Yeah, pretty darn close. So, couple months maybe.
So our woe is parenting stories usually match up pretty well, and we get to compare. But so far we've been pretty lucky. Sleeping's good. The eating's good, and like you said, they're both pretty happy. Charlotte's always smiling, so that's a fun thing. Well, today we're going to talk about the hammer and the nail analogy, and this is not mine. I want to be very clear. I had to ask what this meant when Sarah threw it out there for a topic, but I really like it because BNI is one organization that can truly provide you with endless education on how to better yourself as a networker and as a member, which will lead to growing your business through the power of giver's gain. I think I touched on like four core values there as we went through that. And this one, this analogy makes it so obvious on what we have and what we need to do with those tools. But I think it really puts it in perspective. So, Sarah, why don't you tell us a little bit more about this analogy, the hammer and the nail?
Absolutely. So I really have to credit this one to my dads. I have two dads. I have a real biological dad and I have a stepdad, and both of them raised me in the garage, either working on household projects, working on cars, motorcycles. And so I have a big love for tools, essentially. And obviously growing a business myself, I utilize a lot of tools. I spend time learning about new tools. And that's one thing I really enjoy about working with BNI is the infinite amount of tools that are provided. And so my inspiration obviously comes from hammers, nails, but you can really kind of think about this in various forms. So BNI, we offer a lot of tools, correct? Yes. Sorry for those of you who can't actively see us, we're both nodding right now. And those tools need to be utilized. So when you think about it, if you're entering a room, you want to go hang up a picture on a wall. You have a hammer, you have a nail, you have the picture. You have everything you need right there to make this project happen. You can actually put that picture on the wall exactly where you want it. However, if you leave the room and you come back in, that hammer and that nail probably aren't going to pick themselves up and actively just somehow put that portrait on the wall for you. If you leave the room, you don't do anything with those tools, nothing's going to happen, turns out. But if you come back into that room, you pick up that hammer, you pick up the nail, you put them where you want them, and you actively use them the way they're meant to be used, your picture is going to be hung. It's going to be put exactly where you want it because you're the one that did it, and it's going to stay up there, obviously, because you did a great job.
Of course. And level, too. My wife would...
Exactly. Like, beautifully done. Everything. It's going to look like $1 million, and you're going to walk into that room every day saying, thank goodness I picked up that hammer and that nail and I did that job the way I wanted. But that's the thing, is you have to continually remind yourself that even though you have an infinite amount of tools to use, you have to use them for them to be effective. So picking yourself up, doing the job, picking up that hammer and that nail every day and actively using them is going to get you the result that you want.
So I don't want people to miss the part of leaving the room and coming back, because Sarah pointed this out to me. Once again, it wasn't obvious to me, but that's just like our meetings. It's just like our meetings. The classic 90-minute BNI-er, right? Don't be a 90-minute BNI-er. And what that is they show up to the meetings, and let's not lie, some 90-minute BNI-ers don't even do that part. But they show up to the meetings, they're all about it for that 90 minutes of the meeting. And then when they walk out of there, they don't have BNI members top of mind at all. And I specifically mean BNI members, your fellow members, because that's how you really find those complex referrals. You know, we can always find a simple referral. I know what Sarah does. If somebody says, I need those services, boom, I got it covered. But it's those more complex ones where we're doing a little bit of kind of mind search on, okay, I have this client, who in my chapter could help them? And I would safely say most of our, the members that give the most referrals probably have that mindset, that everyone they're in front of, they run through their mind and say, who in my chapter could help this person? Because that's how you're going to produce more referrals than those just falling in your lap. So when she said, you know, you leave the room and you come back, think of that like you leave the meeting and then you come back next week. Well, if you didn't work or use the tools, nothing happened. Nothing changed. And I think that's a great example of my first year in BNI. I did my weekly presentation. I did one-to-ones too. I guess the 90-minute BNI didn't apply there. But I just thought, you know, I throw this out there. I'm looking for anybody who's remodeling a kitchen. Those have to come through every now and then, right? And I found it was more, I had to do more education. I had to have them come to my showroom. So I started always doing my one-to-ones at the showroom. And I stayed in the room mentally, and I worked with the hammer and the nail to get that picture on the wall so that I could get ultimately what I wanted, which is, of course, just a beautiful, as we said, well-leveled picture in the room.
Absolutely. And when I talk about tools, I mean, I know I say an infinite amount of tools from BNI, but to be really specific, not only, like Brandon said, using those one-to-ones, even using the gains profile during the one-to-one. I know it sounds a little cheesy after school, you know, graduating from high school, college, whatever, and then also still using a worksheet when you have meetings with people, but it works. It brings up questions that you don't naturally think about all the time when you're getting to know someone, and it kind of forces you, and it's like those little note cards that some people use, you know, conversation starters or things like that, that it works, just plain and simple. And even when it comes to when you invite visitors, are you putting them into your app? Are you putting them into BNI Connect so that they get a reminder, your chapter knows they're coming? Are you diving into BNI University? Are you using the curriculum that's available there and all the strategies that's within BNI University? There's, again, so many options to use, but even just down to the basics, that's going to make a difference in your BNI chapter experience. It's going to make a difference when you're working with your members. If you're all in, everyone gets a better experience.
Absolutely. And the power of one is a great way to guide you through those basics, referral, attendance, one-to-one CEUs, and bringing visitors. I knew there was one more on there.
Yep.
Well, I really love this analogy. It makes me, I want to use this well beyond just my BNI world. I think this applies to everything, be it family, specifically projects around the house, right? They're not just going to do it themselves. So any final thoughts on this one, Sarah?
It all comes down to mindset, in my opinion. I always remember, actually, both of my dads continually saying, if you want it done right, do it yourself. And it wasn't necessarily a diss on other people doing projects, you know, for you, but it was the mentality of, if you want something, if you need something to change, then get up and make it change. You have the power within you to make all of the change you want to see happen. And I think, what is it? Gandhi maybe said, be the change you want to see in the world.
I would have to Google that to make sure, but that sure sounds like him.
I know that is a quote, but I don't know exactly who said it. However, it's, you have the abilities within you to take the tools that are provided and use them for good. Use them for the change that you want to see. And having the all-in mindset, the motivation to say, okay, I want this change, I'm going to go make it happen. That's the motivation you're going to need to kind of light that fire, pick up that hammer, and put the nail on the wall, so to speak.
Make it happen. And as a reminder for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcasts@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Sarah, love the analogy. Thank you for your time, for digging in a little more on it. And I'm looking forward to seeing our members using this analogy on a daily basis to get up, use those tools, and make it happen. So Sarah, thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.